This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi conceptualized the Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, or Pragati. He said the objective of Pragati is to improve coordination between the centre and states to fast-track critical infrastructure projects facing issues and bottlenecks. Addressing media in New Delhi, Mr. T.V. Somanathan said this is a system which is in force for 10 years. He said Pragati mechanism deploys a technology-based platform for project monitoring, citizens' grievance redressal, and reviewing scheme implementation through active collaboration of central ministries and state governments.
Prime Minister conceptualized Pragati as a comprehensive solution to this problem across the tiers of government, and India is a federal country where different tiers have different powers and different responsibilities. On the occasion of the launch of Pragati on 25th March 2015, he said, and I have the quotation there, "Today the whole world is observing India keenly. It is imperative that governance in India becomes more efficient and responsive. The Pragati platform is a step in this direction."
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the Ahmedabad Flower Show for its remarkable role in bringing together creativity, sustainability, and community participation. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said the event showcases the city's vibrant spirit and love for nature. The 14th edition of the Ahmedabad International Flower Show began in the city yesterday. The exhibition themed Bharat Ek Gatha showcases the country's rich and diverse cultural heritage. The flower show will continue till the 22nd of this month. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel inaugurated the event at the Sabarmati Riverfront. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that enhancing farmers' income remains a key priority of the central government. Speaking in Nashik, the minister said several schemes have been implemented for the welfare of the farmers. He assured that all necessary efforts will continue to strengthen the agriculture sector.
Farmers will receive not just one, but many benefits. Our goal is to ensure that while farmers have achieved record production, their income also increases even further.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that India will soon become the third largest economic power in the world. He expressed hope that the country will become developed in many fields before 2047. He was addressing a convocation at Dr. MGR Educational and Research Institute, University in Chennai today. The Vice President highlighted that technology has brought immense changes in the society and students must adapt in the age of AI. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that India will exercise the right to defend itself from terrorism and that no one can dictate how India exercises its defense. Speaking at the inauguration of Shastra 2026, IIT Madras Techno Entertainment Fest at Chennai, he said that India will do whatever is required to defend itself. The External Affairs Minister outlined India's neighbourhood policy, stressing that New Delhi has the right to defend itself against terrorism from hostile neighbours. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Pipravar Relics related to Bhagwan Buddha, the Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One at Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in Delhi tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this exposition is in line with his government's commitment to further popularizing the noble thoughts of Bhagwan Buddha. He added that authentic relics and archaeological materials from Pipravar are preserved in the collections of the National Museum, New Delhi, and the Indian Museum, Kolkata. Shuar Marin has been appointed as the chief coach of the Indian women's hockey team. The announcement was made by Hockey India today. The Dutchman had led Indian women to a historic fourth place finish at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. And benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty settled at their all-time high closing levels today. Sensex closed at 85,762, while Nifty climbed 182 points to settle at 26,329. And that is the end of this news bulletin.